Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
Your ass moves.
All right, Josh, we're calling an audible.
We are.
We're calling an audible. We got a special guest.
What?
Peyton Manning.
Are you being serious?
What's up, guys?
How we doing, buddy?
What's going on? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, I surprised my partner.
This is awesome, Peyton.
We hadn't had you on in like, I don't know, it feels like it's been 3 years. You're always on the McAfee Show. Just thank you for blessing us with your presence today. We appreciate you making time for us.
Hey, all you have to do is ask. I mean, Pat reaches out and asks. I mean, I haven't heard from you in a couple of years. So
I'll do better.
I'm honored to be back.
I love it. Last night, we had a fun night. Tell us about that and how great of an environment that was.
Yeah, no, it was a rocking environment. It's funny, I can just relate it to football. I mean, anytime you have a fourth quarter comeback, you know, everybody kind of talks about that. But, you know, to have a fourth quarter comeback means you basically had to play really bad and screw up for the first 3.5 quarters. And that's kind of what the Nuggets did, pretty much. But maybe they were just setting it up, right, trying to keep the TNT ratings strong. We were sitting right by Reggie Miller. Stoke was wearing out the referees. There's a lot going on kind of in our span section. But finish was awesome. Jamal, I actually shot him a text after the game. I've gotten to know him a little bit. And he just said, I said, great shot, great game. He just said, I stayed with it, which is a great lesson for all athletes. When you're having a tough game early, man, you just stay with it. You keep grinding and you hit the crucial shot at the right time. And it sure was fun to be a part of it.
Well, Peyton, it is awesome to talk to you, and thanks for coming on. Stoke convinced me it was my fault that you weren't coming on, so I'm glad you're proving them wrong here today. Talk to us just about the atmosphere and the environment. Obviously, you played in some pretty dang big games in front of Broncos country, but, Peyton, we've seen, like, Nuggets fans evolve over the last few years, and you've been here for a lot of it going down to some of the games. Can you describe that atmosphere, the electricity in the air last night?
There's no doubt. It was really special. Look, I think the fans can identify when they have sort of the same group of players to cheer for each year. I think fans' frustration, I would think, is on any team is when they have different players every single year, different coach, different players. And, look, it's hard to maybe really get behind that group when they're just kind of one and done each year. But the Nuggets have just built great continuity, you know, from Malone, obviously, to the Joker, to Murray, Porter, you know, kind of that nucleus of players, you know, the fans can identify with. They're there every single game. I mean, the sort of will and the accountability to be out there to answer the bell for their teammates says a lot about this team, and that's why they won the championship last year. So there's no doubt. You know, I don't know if the crowd noise factors in, you know, for the visiting team, but it sure seems like it'd be a hostile place for visitors to come in. I don't know if that affects a shot. It didn't seem to affect LeBron on a couple of those three-pointers so he hit in the fourth quarter. But definitely having a home court advantage is huge. I think the Nuggets really take advantage of that.
Yeah, and I think that altitude helps also there. But certainly that place was rocking last night. Peyton, yesterday, Broncos traded for Zach Wilson. Talk about, like, what a change of scenario could do for someone. New system, new coaching. Obviously, he's got a lot of talent, high draft pick. And just what that could do for his career, just different coaching staff, different system, and how that could benefit him.
Yeah, I think you meant scenery, change of scenery, not change of scenario. But I think I know what you're saying.
There we go, Peyton.
Yeah, that too. Both of those.
Yeah.
How that could help him out. Appreciate it. Thanks, bud.
Indiana, raging Cajun grammar right there, English. So the change of scenario for Zach Wilson, I think, is going to be a good one. I don't know how many coordinators he had in the time he was there, but I want to say it's at least two. It might have been three, Stoke. As you know, for a young quarterback, the best way to really, I think, screw a young quarterback up is to change coordinators on him every single year. And it drives me crazy. Look, I was very fortunate. I had an old school coach named Tom Moore, who was the coordinator the entire time I was there in Indianapolis, right? Tom Brady had different coordinators, right? Charlie Weiss, Josh McDaniels, Bill O'Brien, but it was the same system, right? Belichick said, hey, we're running the same exact system. So it's the same language, right? It's the same verbiage. You rep each play against different coverages, and you just learn those plays with the reps. And so, you know, look at Bryce Young for the Panthers, right? I mean, they fire his coaching coordinator in the middle of the season. He's already – he hadn't even played a full year, and he's already on his – I think he's going to be on his third coordinator this year. So, anyway, that drives me crazy. And so, look, I think it's a great chapter two for Zach. He will get coached hard here by Sean Payton and their staff, which is important for young quarterbacks to be coached hard. He's obviously very talented. He wouldn't have been drafted as high as he would. And actually, I've never met Zach, but I got his number yesterday from the Broncos and reached out to him and, you know, welcomed him to Denver and was excited for this new chapter. He sounds excited to be here. So hopefully it'll be a good fit.
Peyton, what's that like for Zach when he gets here? And we kicked it around yesterday of like, all right, is it a full like system reboot? Shut it all down, forget what you learned, and let's start this process all over with Sean? Or does Sean kind of pick his brain and see what his football IQ is and then develop a plan?
No, I think it probably is a reboot, right? Sean Payton has a unique system, not necessarily much carryover from any of the systems that, you know, that Zach has been in. So, and I think for Zach, I think a reboot actually is good, right? Let's just sort of start over, right? And let's just let Sean Payton and his staff coach you and, you know, kind of start from ground zero, which I think might be just what Zach needs. Look, you know, obviously Stidham's here. I saw Jared yesterday. I was over at the facility and, you know, we'll see how the draft plays out, but, you know, it looks like there could be some good competition, which hopefully makes everybody better, and I'm sure that's what Sean is trying to create. But I think, you know, I'm sure Zach, you know, probably may have been there today. They're kind of in their phase one where, you know, Sean's a little bit different. Sean likes to use this for his first few weeks really just to lift and to train, really get these guys physically, you know, kind of prepare for the season. It's a different approach than some other teams take. And so I think the sooner Zach Wilson gets in here, the better.
Now, when you go to the facility, what are you doing there? You shooting commercials? What exactly are you doing at the facility?
No commercials at the facility. Marshall Mosley played some sports in kind of their practice facilities right around near Dove Valley. So, you know, I drop off, have a little time in between, go over there to the facility, see the equipment guy, see Harry and Flip, see Bench the trainer, see Kirshner, the video guys. You know, those are the guys that, you know, are still there, right? They were very much a part of my football, you know, life and journey during my Broncos time. And like, I throw more passes to Harry, the equipment manager, than I probably did to any Broncos receiver. So it's fun to go over there and see those guys. They have great snacks over there. So just little, I can't describe exactly what they are, just good little snacks. And so usually I kind of sneak in there, but there's nobody in there. And yesterday, you know, the draft coming up, man, I got busted. I saw my old teammate, our old teammate, Jim Leonard. He caught me just, I had beef jerky, I had chips, they had these little energy chews. I was loading up. I was totally busted. So the word's probably out now.
Peyton, I got to ask you what you hinted at there, because Stoke did tell us he was giving the referees a hard time a little bit. Is that something where, like, you got to hit him on the leg and be like, Stoke, shut up, man, or do you just kind of let him roll?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, he knows their names. he knows a little bit about where they're from, where they live. He was killing the one guy about he was kind of all upper body in his lifting. He wasn't doing any lower body legs. You know, which, you know, look, I do admit these refs, I mean, they had their own little intro. They walked out, you know, kind of a little intro. I don't know if they had music. So they were doing some stretching on the court, which seems like they could have done that in the locker room. It was kind of like a little bit look at me. That they had tight shirts on. You know, they were boys mediums they were wearing. And, you know, I remember Michael Jordan a few years ago kind of saying, hey, it's not about the refs, right? But the way they're dressing, it's a little bit like look at me. So Stoke was giving the one guy a pretty hard time. Look, if the guy turns and throws him out, I can assure you I'm not leaving. Stoke's leaving. I'm not, you know, going with him, right? We went together. We drove down there together. Doesn't mean they were all locked in as one. Like, if Stoke gets thrown out, I'm staying there and watching the rest of that game. So he's truly on his own if that happens.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Hey, last one, P, for me, LeBron James. Just talk about his greatness and the level that he continues to play at.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of take it for granted, you know, for as long as he's played and just the consistency. Seems like he's gotten better every single year. And there's no doubt his presence, I think, brings out the greatness in the Nuggets and in any teams that are playing against him. Like, because he's there, you're going to get everybody else's best effort. You're going to get the fans, you know, as loud as possible because they know that they're trying to stop, LeBron James. And so he's fun to watch. You never take watching a player like that for granted.
Payne, and last one here for me. Appreciate your time. Thursday, the NFL draft. Zach Wilson, it's a low-risk thing, as we talked about, and could be a high reward. You think the Broncos are still in the quarterback market with the addition of Zach?
You know, I mean, like, all I know is kind of what Sean and George are saying, right?
Sure.
I mean, I think a lot of it is sort of what happens early on. I think they're going to be spectators just like all of us, right, watching to see what New England does, right, what Arizona does, their trades to be made. And so I think a lot of that probably dictates, you know, what Denver does. And I think you've heard Sean and George kind of allude to that. So I'm curious, like everybody else. It's a good quarterback class. I actually had a conversation with J.J. McCarthy the other day. I texted him, Stoke, after the national championship. I never met him, but we invited him to our football camp, and like Harbaugh wouldn't let him miss a workout, so he didn't get to go. And so I just reached out and said, hey, man, congratulations. You know, wish you the best of luck in your next chapter. And I guess he thought it was a prank because he never called me back. So I texted him Monday, you know, from the same number. And he's like, oh, it really is you. I thought that was somebody was pranking me. And so I just kind of wished him luck. And he said, I'd love to ask you some questions. So he called me back. And, boy, impressive to talk to. And I know Denver's very interested in him. And it sounded like, you know, this is a place he'd love to come to. So, but it's a little bit out of his control. I don't have any insight for you, but I know the Broncos are looking. I know Sean and George have a plan and looking forward to seeing how it works out. But, yeah, I wouldn't think that trading for Zach really is going to change necessarily their plan going into the draft. But I think so much of it is going to be what happens, I think, with Washington and kind of, you know, starting with that third with New England at that third pick. I think it's going to change a lot of kind of how the draft goes.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate your time, P. Let's try to do this sooner than, 2 years from now, okay?
Okay, yeah. Let me think about that.
All right, buddy.
Okay. All right, boys.
Thanks, Payne.
All right, appreciate you.
All right, there we go. Peyton Manning on the Johnson Auto Parts
Hotline. Yeah, I wanted to surprise you with that
awesome
one today. No, he did. Like last night, I'm like, dude, you hadn't been on the show in forever. And he's like, right, when do you want me to do it? When do you want to do it? And I'm like, he's like, you want to do it tomorrow? I'm like, yeah. So he said, 12:30. I'm like, all right, perfect.
Nice.
And there we go. So sometimes I just got to ask more. Yeah, but it did. It's just better saying that we never had him because of you,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes,
so
yes.
That was kind of fun. And now that's over with, and you know that's not the truth. So, but that was cool. That was fun.
I thought for sure you were pranking me, and then I'm like, that's a good Peyton Manning impersonation.
Who's doing that?
Who is this?
Is this Caliendo?
No, that was awesome, man. That was really cool. Good stuff.
And of course,
Peyton.
I screwed up the question.
Oh, I love when he called John it, too.
Unbelievable.
As if I didn't already love the guy. And then he does that to you right here on the show.
You can't give that guy ammunition. I mean, he's not going to let that one slide. I mean, it's just a little slip of a word there, right? I mean, close enough.
Yeah, welcome
scenery,
to my world.
Scenario, I mean, all those. Goodness.
Now you know how I feel when you're doing that to me.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, he actually had some great stuff to say. Let's talk a little bit about what he mentioned there about Zach Wilson, and then, of course, the environment, the atmosphere that was Ball Arena. But big shout-out. Nice work there, Stoke. Peyton Manning with us right there. We'll react to what he said next.